of their first five games this season.
And you know, one of our favorites, Nick Perry, finally a senior. Looking back last week, he had 168 yards on just 16 carries against Lakers. Luke Stern, a junior, had 154 yards and two scores against Brown City in week three. And then guys like Brendan Hamilton coming out of nowhere, a senior. He's had 100 plus yards in every game that I can think of. In week three against Brown City, he had 227 yards and three scores. So they definitely have an electric set of tailbacks to go with a very athletic quarterback.
Last week, the Lakers were able to contain Brendan Hamilton to a degree, limiting the senior running back to just 61 yards on 16 carries, but had both Cass City touchdowns. Speaking of defense, it's been up and down for the Redhawks. Luckily, their offense has been able to outgun their opponents for the most part. In all five games, Cass City has given up at least two touchdowns.
Right, they're averaging 22 points allowed on defense while averaging 34 on offense. So if there's one knock on the Cass City Redhawks, they got to keep teams out of the end zone.
Cass City held Lakers to just 129 yards rushing last week, but gave up another 122 through the air in that loss to the Green and White a week ago. They now need a favor from the Lakers' foes to stay afloat in the GTW divisional race. And tonight, the kickoff of Cass City at Badax is in 19 minutes right here on the WLW Sports Network. When we return, we'll take a look at the Badax Hatchets right here on Sports Radio 102.1.
Countryside Sales and Service of Seawing knows you're still farming and trucking tonight during the game. Well, their shop and parts department are still open too. They're open 6 days a week and late Tuesday through Friday nights for your convenience. They hope your breakdowns are few, but they know things happen at the worst possible times. So if you need Cat, Kenworth, and Mack trailer parts, tires, and custom hydraulic hoses, call ahead for parts pickup. Countryside sells what they run. Countryside wishes everyone a safe harvest. On your way through Owendale, stop at Stack's Market to fuel up, grab a deli sandwich or pizza, and get rolling fast. Open 7 days, Stack's Market, like a little truck stop without the showers.
I'm sure by now you've heard about the Equifax data breach. 143 million people had their personal information hacked. That is just about half the population in our country. There are few things scarier than having your identity stolen. It can ruin your credit and your life. This is Brent Wehner with Thumb National Bank and Trust Company. We encourage all of our customers to see if they were affected by this incident. If you are a current Thumb National Secure Checking customer, your credit is constantly monitored for identity theft. If you are not currently a Secure Checking customer, we encourage you to contact any one of our offices throughout the Thumb and the Bay City area and ask about our Secure Checking option. Thumb National Secured Checking Program not only provides identity theft protection service to keep your information safe, but a number of other member benefits as well. Please call one of our secure checking specialists toll-free at 866-862-3113 or visit your nearest Thumb National Bank location in Pigeon, Caseville, Cass City, Bad Axe, and two locations in Bay City. Member FDIC.
You may know it already, but it's good to be sure. Not only do we have clinics and pharmacies in Pigeon, Elkton, Sebring, and Caseville, but we are now happy to announce the addition of yet another family practice physician, Dr. Blake Putman.
Hi, I'm Dr. Blake Putman. I'm excited to be joining Drs. Lori Hanselman and Teresa Ginther at Sure Family Medical Center. I'm a graduate of Central Michigan University College of Medicine, and I'm so blessed to be practicing medicine in the same area that I grew up in.
Dr. Putman joins the ranks of our award-winning medical staff with Dr. Paul Scannon in Sebring, Dr. Scott Ryder in Caseville, Drs. Ross Ramsey and Michael Paulson in Elkton, and Drs. Lori Hanselman and Teresa Ginther in Pigeon. Dr. Putman is currently now accepting patients at Sure Family Medical Center, located in the Medical Arts Building at Sure Hospital.
Make your appointment today with me, Dr. Blake Putman, at Sure Family Medical Center by calling 989-453-2141 or visit sure.org for more details.
That's 989-453-2141.
I'm Dr. Blake Putman, and I am Sure.
Are you sure? We are. Sure. Better health. Better life.
Arnie Ruthenberg here, sales manager, Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Seawing. I'm committed to making every visit here at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick a pleasant one with unbeatable deals.
Give us some examples, Arnie.
2015 Chevrolet Volt, local trade-in, low mileage, fully serviced like brand new for only $15,490. 2013 Buick Regal, premium package, one owner, local trade, like brand new for an unbeatable deal at only $10,990. And we have many more to choose from, all with unbeatable deals. Deals right here at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Seaway.
The Strong Side returns this Sunday at 7 p.m. with Clark Ramsey and Paul P. Adams from the Here and Daily Tribune, and of course our in-game analysis for the WLM Sports Network, Dave Hansen. That's Sunday at 7 p.m. for 60 minutes of hard-packed football action in the Thumb of Michigan, right here on Sports Radio 102.1. It is Cassidy on the road at Bad Axe tonight in week number 6 of high school football. We're calling the game tonight here. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Doug Kohler, Director of Sports Information, and Director of Social Media and Media Relations, Kayla O'Neill, wishing her a happy birthday from yesterday. We find ourselves back in the broadcast booth overlooking the football field in Bad Axe for the second time this season. Unfortunately for second-year head coach Kelly Durr, it's been a bit of a tough journey through 5 weeks of the 2017 campaign. 1-4 is his current record for the Hatchets of Bad Axe, losing to Harbor Beach in week 1, 8-44. They had to forfeit to Saginaw Valley in week number 2 due to injury. They blanked Memphis 34-0, then followed that up with the losses to Vassar 24-40 and USA 0-36 just a week ago.
Well, we can't really sugarcoat it. It's been a very tough go for the Bad Axe Hatchets the last few seasons. Good news is they have a tough JV program. They've been really taking care of them. They've been very competitive. So hopefully the future is brighter in the next couple seasons for the Hatchets.
Since 2002, Bad Axe has season is has not been pretty, but I'm here to ask on the facts. Since 2002, the overall record for the county seat of Huron is just 26-109. But having said that, there are a few bright spots in this small but mighty Bad Axe roster.
They absolutely do. One of our favorite players on Bad Axe, Ryan Wehner, an exciting wingback, quarterback, running back in this offense. In week one, he had 17 carries, 46 yards against Memphis. He cleared the 200 mark with a rushing and a throwing touchdown to boot.
On the defensive side of things, in that game against Memphis, Ryan Wehner also picked off a pass on defense and, of course, rocks a pretty sweet mullet. Now, last time we saw Bad Axe 5 weeks ago, they were running the Menominee football famous single-wing offense. This can throw off defenses considering there is no technical quarterback and the whole goal is to overload one side of the line. Jack Clancy seems to be benefiting from that quite well.
Absolutely. He's the other wing backer out next to Ryan Wehner. He didn't have a great week three, but against Memphis, he had 100 yards with 2 touchdowns. And then your other guys who are kind of your wing backers, wide receivers, you'll see Austin Mozek and C.J. Martinez. One caught a touchdown. Martinez actually had 33 yards and a touchdown of his own coming off that wing position.
On the defensive side of the ball, it's some similar names. Ryan Wehner seems to find himself in a lot of plays, regardless of what side of the line of scrimmage he is on.
Absolutely. Against Harbor Beach, he led the team in tackles with 7. But another name that we always love so much, Wyatt Humphrey Phillips. Their top lineman, both sides of the football. He had 5 tackles as well in that Harbor Beach game.
Tonight, they try and make it 2 straight losses for the Kansas City Redhawks. Up next, we'll do a direct compare and tail the tape on the WLW Sports Network. Kansas City at Bad Axe.
If you're considering either new or additional grain handling facilities, you need to contact DS Services of Kansas City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operation. Whether you need a minor repair or site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MCN Nico grain dryers. They provide expert site design and millwright services. They maintain a huge inventory of replacement parts. Need a lift? DS Services has certified crane operators and 3 truck and all-terrain cranes ranging from 40 to 55 ton capacity with up to 185 feet of reach, suitable for maneuvering any job site. DS Services crane rental is the perfect choice for your truss job or any other lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 872-3318.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center and Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. There's crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Archery specialists to get you shooting the same day. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds in all sizes. Randy's Hunting Center has over 4,500 rifles,